about this extension of me and that. These are one, and they are giving birth to each other. And that complicated, yes, because I have two different dimensions here. One is the animalistic one, like all the animals. I have two eyes, I have one mouth, and blah, blah, blah. But I have something else. The mouth of Rumi is my mouth. I repeat all the wording of him, and I try to get all the imagination that he could have had. Why? Because he is the best teacher of changing for me, because he really changed himself, didn't he? Completely. He was a big fellow, famous. Then he became the best selfless person around. How? Yes.
The noise of this reed is from his breath. The spirit's outcry is from his outcry. If the reed had no converse with his lip, the reed would not... I'm sorry, this doesn't make
sense. A simple example is the sugar. Of course, I'm talking about the musicality. What is musicality? We don't know. There are some of us who magically could play, create the music, and the rest of us would be captured, we sit down. This is what I understand. When I understand that, there are some stuff that I cannot do, but it's there. Period. Yes.
With whom hast thou slept, and from what side hast thou risen, that thou art so full of agitation like the sea? Or hast thou recited, I passed the night with my Lord, and plunged into the heart of the sea of fire?
Yeah, and sometimes you become someone else. You sit down and you say, oh my God. What are you talking about? You just believe in that, and it's there for you. So you will say, oh my God, this is what I'm talking about. Something comes out of here, doesn't say me, it says we. That phenomena will turn me around, yes?
The shout, O fire, be cool, became a protection to thy spirit, O exemplar. O radiance of God, Husam, religious and spiritual, how can a sun be daubed over with clay?
Oh, my dear Husam ad-Din, because this is not something that he could say to everyone. Even here, in his book, in his story, O Husam ad-Din. Why? Because everybody looking at Husam ad-Din will get the meaning he's looking for. Somebody who is different completely. He's ready to be transformed. He will say, oh, you are Husam ad-Din and you are Husam ad-Dil. Hesam means put a meaning in it. I don't know how you play with Arabic words, but the guy name is Husam ad-Din, means the helper of the religion, the path, and the helper of the heart, because this is the hardest of your talking here. Yes?
These lumps of clay attempted to cover up thy son.
The reality of this animal existence in these other students is to bring you down. Because they're jealous. Because they don't get it. Because they're not in love. So that's the conflict between a lover and non-lovers. Period. Yes?
The rubies in the mountain's heart are brokers of thee. The orchards in laughter are filled to the brim with thee. For one familiar with thy manhood, where is a Rustam that I might tell a single barleycorn out of 100 sacks? When I wish to sigh forth thy secret, like Ali, I put my head down into a well.
Aha! He found an example. He made an example. He said, you know what? This stuff which is in you, Mr. Hisamuddin, that if I talk about, nobody will understand really what is this, is because, first of all, everybody wants to cover you. Isn't this? The competition is always like this. So everybody wants to cover up this fellow with the dirt, the real, pure reality. Everybody wants to change you. These people, they want to cover the sun in you. What a silly people. How could you cover a sun? In the heart of the mountains, something is directing everything to you. And the gardens are smiling because of your smile. All the beauties are here because of you. Yes?
Since his brethren have vindictive hearts, the bottom of the well is best for my Joseph. I have become intoxicated. I will set about making a row. What is all?
When I want to talk about you, I cannot talk to these silly people. Like the Ali, I have to go and put my head in a well and talk, because that well is your heart. I know that you are the source of all the beauties and goodnesses, but I have to hide it and wait. For what? For these brothers of you to change, to improve themselves, then they understand how silly they are. Yes?
I will pitch my tent in the open plain, put the fiery wine in my hand, and then behold the pomp and glory that is enjoyed by the drunken. Bid the fakir wait without the treasure.
Suddenly he said, okay, you know what? I don't know what to say. Give me a glass of wine, then I will change, you will change, and the conversation will change. And we could talk about it. Why? Because the wine will stop your silly logic, your brain. Then, see, some happiness is there. Where is it coming from? It's coming from us, the selfless one. That's what this essence and the juice of love feels. Yes?
Bid the fakir wait without the treasure, for at this moment we are drowned in the syrup. Now, O fakir, seek refuge with God. Do not seek help from me, who am drowned.
So, you silly people, Do you want me to help you? And he said, why do you asking me? Ask it from the Creator. Did you see how he is giving and pushing this treasure for this fellow? He will do it for everyone, so don't ask me. Get you contact the real one, yes?
For I have no concern with lending support. I have no recollection of myself and my own beard. How should there be room for wind of the moustache and water of the face in the wine in which there is no room for a single hair?
The time of Rumi you could talk about. There is no single hair in it, because there's always hair in it. 800 years ago, they are not this sophisticated in their stuff, right? And they make the wine. You say, that wine. I'm talking about the special wine. Special wine which will make you crazy. To become selfless fellow. Yes.
Hand a heavy goblet, O cupbearer. Deliver the Hodja from his beard and moustache. His arrogance is curling a moustache at us, but he is tearing out his beard in envy of us.
Matu'u, matu'u, matu'u. Ke hami danim tazviratu. And when you talk about the intelligence, genius stuff, we know what it is. We are looking at it. We know he is the center of all these passions, feelings, and tendencies. Yes?
Mated by him, for we are acquainted with his impostures. The peer is seeing distinctly, hair by hair, what will become of him after 100 years. What does the common man see in the mirror that the peer does not see in the crude brick? That which the bushy-bearded man never saw in his own house is apparent at once to him who has but a few hairs on his chin.
And when I'm talking about that hair in the wine, the normal people, they don't notice, they don't know it. But I'm talking about that clever guy, right? He knows where piece of human hair could spoil the wine. Yes.
Go to the sea of whose fish thou art born. How hast thou fallen like rubbish into the beard? Thou art not rubbish. Far be it from thee. Thou art an object of envy to the pearl.
Well, you are not supposed to act like rubbish. You are not the rubbish. You are receiving all these goodnesses that I'm talking about, and you will receive it. All the goodnesses that Abhi Jafari, my teacher, had in that environment and that all controlling and blah blah blah, all of that, he succeeded to pass on some of his beautiful feelings to us, a group of students. It happens like that because it's supposed to happen, because that's the only condition that impossible becomes possible. Yes.
Thou art an object of envy to the pearl. Thou hast the best right amidst the waves and the sea. 'Tis the sea of unity. There is no fellow or consort. Its pearls and fishes are not other than its waves. Oh, absurd, absurd to make its partner.